sometimes the beginning piece is you just holding the belief and you creating the vision for yourself, where you are showing up for you and you're doing this no matter what.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey there. Good morning, my beautiful. I might sound a little different today because it is super early in Miami, but I woke up full of energy and made coffee, of course, started journaling and just kind of getting my thoughts in line for the day. And I have a full day, and Glenn's still sleeping, so I thought I would just come on here and share some thoughts for today. So glad that you're here. I always love our time together. And today I wanted to share a message of what's going on for you behind the scenes, meaning behind the veil. You know, I know we hear this stuff all the time that, you know, everything's happening for us, not to us. And we talk a lot about that here in Divine Living. And, you know, just seeing how filled this universe is with abundance, opportunity, people, resources, fun, joy, and how much our limited view or perspective or thinking or feeling in any given moment can block us from that. And I know that for me, so much of 2021 just felt like, it didn't feel like the Great Awakening for me. It felt like the epic ending, where I was completing so much of life as I knew it, and certain business coaching programs that I was doing, and certain friendships, and just like it just felt like there was so much closure going on. And I wish I feel like I would have been wiser about it, because I let my confidence get knocked. And today I'm like literally leaping out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning without an alarm, because my life is so abundant and so filled with opportunity. And I just wasn't aware that all of those closures and endings and completions were just to make space for so much joy, fun, new people, new opportunities, new money, new travel adventures. It's just infinite, just infinite. And I know that I'm not special. I know that that is there for all of us, and that is there for you as well. So if there's anything in you that lost some joy or a spark or a passion or a belief, or just can't see what's on the other side of the veil for you, just borrow my faith today or tap into your own faith. It's more than there for you. Everything that you desire, the bigger life, the bigger income, the bigger opportunities, it's all there for you. And the bigger circle of influence, whatever it is that you're craving, the bigger healing, the bigger love, whatever it is, it's all there for you. And I, there's a client of mine that I was talking to, and she experienced some setbacks recently that could just feel really disappointing, you know, and because those of us in business, we're in sales. And so for her, she was doing some outreach about some new sales, and she got some no's and not interested from some people that she was really excited to do work with. And I could just feel kind of how deflating it was, and how, like, you know, she's trying to keep a good attitude and kind of that keep on keeping on. But it, you know, I think that if we don't believe something's going to work out, we're not going to put time or love or passion or energy into it. And whether that's losing weight or making money or getting a business off the ground or working on a relationship, any of it. And so I just really wanted to do this podcast today to reinstall and reaffirm how available it is for all of us. And when we do get those no's, whether it's from favorite clients not choosing to renew or a new prospect that you thought you'd really, really love to work with, it's thank you next, thank you next, thank you next. It's and it might even be that no is actually a not yet. What I want you to know is that if you keep your chin up and you just keep searching with anticipation of your good coming to you, and it's like, okay, who's next? Okay, who's next? You're gonna see it's that client that you didn't even know to wish for, ask for, or dream for. You know, I have another friend that's searching for a new home right now, and she was so sure she found her dream home. And I think a lot of us have been there, right? And it didn't come through. It didn't, you know, all of the whatever, like the 2% was that wasn't dreamy about that home. You know, sometimes we just won't dream that big for ourselves. We're like, well, 98% of it's amazing. You know, I can deal with the 2% that's not. And yet God wants something bigger for you, better for you, more you. And sure enough, that dream home that didn't come through right around the corner, literally the next week, was the ultimate, absolute dream home happening. And that's the one that she got. So the same thing goes for clients and sales. I just don't want you to have a limited viewpoint the way I used to. When I was first starting my business, I was like, oh my gosh, if this person doesn't say yes, I'm not going to be able to pay rent. Or if these people don't sign up, then no one's going to want what I have to offer. And it is just not the case. You be passionate about who you are, what you're doing, and what your offer is in the world. Whatever it is, you be lit up and passionate, and you will be the vibrational match then of the people that you are meant to work with. And it might not be the people that you think you're meant to work with. It might not be the job, the client, but I promise you, it's gonna be so much better, so much better. And your ideal clients are there, and your way of making money will appear, and your dreams are meant to be manifested, and you don't have to know all of the who, and you don't have to know all of the how. You must wake up with passion and excitement and belief that whoever and however will be revealed to you. And then when it is revealed to you, go for it. Make time for it. Organize your life around what has been presented. And I see so many people missing out on opportunities because they're just spread too thin and they're too fragmented and they're doing a little bit of this. And worse, they're doing a lot of what they're not really lit up about to put off kind of making time for what really is going to fuel and nourish them. And so I want you to be in charge of your life. I want you to design your life as what would really, really thrill you. And I know there's so much that we've been taught, well, I have to do all this stuff that I don't really love, or I have to do this first before I can give wings to my dreams, or before I can be really passionate about this other thing, or before I can give time for the other. Switch it around, girlfriend. We get to be in charge of our life. Now, sometimes there's a transition. I want you to make time for what's actually important to you. I've gotten really good recently working with my private clients on getting rid of things that they think that they have to do, but that don't fuel them, that drag them down, and then keep them from making the bigger money or having more joy or more time freedom or more financial relaxation. And my average is 104 hours a month. That's right. When people come and work with me privately, they are noticing, they're like, all right, well, I can't do this yet because I have to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, let me see this schedule of yours. Let me see this to-do list. And so I get out my big whiteboards and start asking the better questions. And we delete and delegate. This last couple I was working with We took 140 hours. I warned them. I said, look, my average is 104 hours off the plate per month. But this particular couple, we took 140 hours off of one of their plates, just one of their plates, meaning one member of the couple. So when we get out of same old, when we get out of life as usual, and we start prioritizing our dreams, our desires, what we're actually passionate about, and then set your life up for success. Like, put your energy into that. Reorganize your schedule. Make sure that there is time for what actually is important to you, whether it's working out or a morning routine or getting the side hustle off the ground or, you know, a certain part of your business that you want to grow, whatever it is, reorganize and focus on that. And even when you can't see it, sometimes the beginning piece is you just holding the belief and you creating the vision for yourself, where you are showing up for you and you're doing this no matter what, and you're doing it with joy and passion and excitement. And then you're going to start to see just boom, 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 boom. Like, it, you just become an attraction vortex. You just become an attraction vortex. And, you know, I can share, I am living proof of this. I'm not just talking about hypotheticals. I'm not just talking about things in the past. One of the areas this is showing up for me is this new opportunity that I attracted to myself in being a brand ambassador for this epic new collagen skincare line. And, you know, I haven't gone public with it yet. And some people are like, Gina, I'm looking all over your social media. Like, what is this? Where is this? I want to choose my words carefully here. I'm having so much fun. It is so abundant. I have, just from people in my phone or from a few mentions here in the podcast, I have so many people coming to me asking to what it is. Can they be a part of it? Can they join me as well? Can they be a brand ambassador too? And so I've just literally, like, every day, all day is so much fun for me right now. Working with new people, new friends, some friends I've known forever and some clients I've worked with forever. So if you are interested in a multiple stream of income and adding something to perhaps your services, or just want a spark, or you just want to be around some really cool people, then come join me. You can find out more about it. Send me a DM on Instagram and put brand ambassador. Let me know that you're interested in getting more information, and then leave me your cell phone number and I will text you information about it. This is all I'm sharing right now because the abundance and the flow is just pouring in. I'm not set up with all my systems yet to, you know, fully unleash it. So, but those of you that are self-selecting, raising your hand, you know, want to be around me and the other cool women that are showing up with this, then send me a DM on Instagram and leave your cell phone number, and letting me know that you want to be a brand ambassador with me or you want to find out information about it. And I'll get you the information. I am letting everything be so simple and so easy and so fun right now. And this is where the joy and the enthusiasm and the abundance and the financial flow is all just pouring in, pouring in, pouring in. So if that's something that's of interest to you, come join me. And if you have other, you know, opportunities in your life that you might be sitting on, seize them today. Like, go get in this energetic flow of goodness and well-being and financial abundance. Because we know that when women experience financial abundance and we get into that state of relaxation, oh, we're just in our truer selves, our wiser selves. We're in our queen selves, like I write about in my book. And I think I'm just really, really getting what kind of all the greats have always talked about. Like, there's this stream of well-being. And I used to be like, yeah, but like that sounded a little too floofy for me. I think I just had a belief that, I don't know, that I had to work harder or do it more on my own. And these days, I've always had a relationship with God. And there have been different ventures in my life where there has been more flow, where I was just really passionate. Nothing could stop me. And then I think when some of those flows kind of seemed to dry up, or it seemed to be a bit of end of era, I felt like I had to push or force or make it happen or pull myself up by the bootstraps, because I was worried that that flow was seemingly ending. And what I can see now is that the flow never ends, but sometimes the way that we're meant to experience the flow comes to completion. And it's our birthright to open to where the flow is meant to come from next. And we're always being guided there, always being guided to that next level, that higher level, that more abundant flow. And so if you're listening to this, there's probably a really, really great possibility that the invitation that I just extended is meant for you. And that maybe that this opportunity that I've said yes to is an opportunity of flow for you as well. So if that resonates, don't sit on this. Just reach out and send me that DM today. Leave your cell number there. I'll send you the information. You'll decide one way or another. That'll be between you and God about if this is the opportunity for you. But what I know for everyone, for every single one of us, is that it is there. So ask and it is given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. So I want us to pray together today, whatever the opportunity is that's meant for you, that it would be revealed to you, that it would be revealed to you in a holy instant, and that you would just literally walk through that door of opportunity. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for the way that you have designed life, that your spiritual ways are meant to fuel us with joy and desire and abundance and fun. Let us be in connection with you. We are seeking the flow that you have designed in every woman's life. We ask today that every woman would have her flow, that vein of gold revealed to her, so that she would know, that she would know, that she would know that you are guiding, leading, and available for a level of clarity and fun and joy beyond a shadow of a doubt. We thank you for this infinite love. We thank you for this abundance of wealth and power and joy and connection and community. We thank you for creating us exactly as we are. We thank you for reminding us that you are source, no one and nothing else. That with you, we have our safety, our confidence, our security, our peace, our worth, our clarity, our contribution. Today we let ourselves be filled with your spirit that is in us but not of us, so that we would go forth exuding all of what you have meant for us today. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Queen, I just heard the espresso machine going. That means baby love woke up. I'm going to go spend some time with him. It's been a joy spending this time with you today. Mwah. Lots of love.
Oh my
goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.